wake up, I go ball, I go hard with my dog, spit it all, what's the call? Need a tan, never fall, polo socks, polo drawers, keep it tan, beat the odds, hit my line, what you want, I pick up, yeah. Love when the celly gon' ring, I'm putting on my team. Money come flowing, no sink. Spring, 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 spring. Double cup, cup my drink. Love my little baby, no leak. I be counting money, no sheet. I can chew it up in my seat. Shorty side chain when the money came. Money bang, here I'm getting money bang. Need a money counter for the money, eh? No, I need you here, so don't you run away. Mathematics act like a nerd. I be counting 30 by 30. Drop top doors, go vert. SRT go skirt. Lately like above and seeing. I handle the business then I get love in Europe even. Ball so hard I used to play. I'm never giving up. Do roll like a semi-truck. Say what I'm saying, yeah, you're a paranoid. Yankee on my head, I guess that I think that I'm dead, huh? Love when the celly gon' ring. I'm putting on my team. Money come flowing, no sink. Spring, 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 spring. Double cup, cup my drink. Love my little baby, no leak. I be counting money, no sheet. Do it up in my seat. Love when the celly go ring. Two iPhones on me. I've been booking plays all week. I don't do skins on skins. Next year, chin for my team. Keep a couple blues in my jeans. Keep a couple cars, no leans. Had to kick the cup, no fiend. I could never take a hand out. I could never leave my man down. Yeah, 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 stand out. Plan A, this is planned out. Been smooth like grease. Been smooth, John T. Neighborhood, that's who. Nicholas, that's me. Been real to the T. I never lie through my teeth. Why? What you get is what you see. Why? New fit, that's neat. Yeah, for the green like a leaf. For the green like a reef. Don't trip, don't reach. Get rich, don't speak. Yeah. Love when the celly go ring. I'm putting on my team. Money come flowing, no sink. Spring, 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 spring. Double cup, cup my drink. Love my little baby, no leak. I be counting money, no sheet. Do it up in my sleep.
What's going on, y'all? I'm back with another episode of the Mike Styles Experience. Check it out. Make sure that you download and share this from whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts on. So thanks for taking the time to tap in and listen, and shout out to everybody listening in the U.S. and across the globe. What you just heard is Ring Ring by Neighborhood Nick and LFA. That's NBHD Nick and LFA with the song Ring Ring. So, man, it's been 7 days since the last episode. And, you know, a lot has happened, you know, and I just want to kind of drop something that's been on my mind. And, you know, I just want to say that life is too short. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, a lot of things happened last month. You know, we lost a lot of people, and, you know, just in 1 month, and that's not even including all the people that we've lost in 2021. But recently, my mom's cousin had just passed, and I think maybe a week or two later, my wife's aunt passed away as well. You know, you don't really think about how short life is until, you know, you maybe suffer a loss of a loved one or a close friend. But it forces you to stop and take an account of your life and, you know, what you're doing. And, you know, you realize how short it can be, you know, it's something that never gets easy. But somehow we have to find ways to persevere. And, you know, throughout that self-assessment, you have to ask yourself if you're really living and enjoying your life, you know, because there are many people out there who may be miserable in their lives and not realize that time is something that they don't have a lot of. So, you know, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. And, you know, like I said, man, you know, on some other episodes before, you know, time is one of those valuable resources, or it's a valuable resource that you don't get back. You know, once it's gone, it's gone. And without, you know, with knowing that and recognizing how short life can be, we have to get out of certain things to where, you know, we start saying, oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it next week. Because the reality is that tomorrow may never come. Next week may never come. And I think that we often need these reminders, especially when we take time for granted. You know, life is way too short to be doing shit that you don't want to do. Life is too short to be holding grudges. Life is too short to be walking around upset, angry at the world all the time. But how do we go about making sure that we are enjoying our lives with whatever time we have? Because none of us, you know, none of us, we don't know how long we have here. None of us know that. Why not make the best of that time that we do have? Whether that's being with loved ones, close friends, taking that trip that you always wanted to take. Taking that trip that you pushed off, you know, you pushed it off because, I don't know, maybe because of this job, you know, they wouldn't give you the time off, or you just got so wrapped up in whatever it is that you got wrapped up in and you just kind of just never did it, you know. Tomorrow ain't promised. So how do we do it? How do we get there? What can we do? You know, one of the first things that I thought about just sitting up at night thinking, you know, since all of this has happened, and you know, what I thought about was that we have to be more aware of our time. And since our time is limited, we want to make sure that we're doing things that, you know, not only just occupies our time, you know, like not like just busy type of stuff, but things that I think are, you know, valuable, constructive, and just enjoyable, because life is short and it's too short to be doing things that we don't enjoy. And I think that when we're aware of our time, we learn to value things and people a lot more, because there's going to come a time when those things and people are no longer with us. They won't be with you your entire lifetime. And when I say value things, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about materialistic shit. You know what I'm saying? The things that I'm talking about are moments that we have while spending time with others. You know, it doesn't have to be anything big, you know, it could be something like just a meal or meeting up for a cup of coffee, the little stuff, you know. So I just want you to think about that first. And then with this next one, which is something that I've talked about before, and that's to do things now. Since tomorrow isn't promised, doesn't it make sense to do things now? If there's something that you always wanted to do, then try to do it now rather than later. You might not have a later time to do it. If there's something that you've always talked about and dreamed of doing, make it a reality. Do that shit now. And if you need to make amends with whoever, do it now, because you may not get a chance to do it later on. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and become besties, but you want to make sure that you achieve some type of peace while you're still here and able to do it, to let others know that even when things were not on the best of terms, there's no grudge held. Now, these next things are things that I wanted to tie in, because I think somehow in a lot of places in our society, we've lost our way when it comes to these things called compassion and empathy. Now, I'm not telling you to go out with this bleeding heart and have this bleeding heart for everybody that you come across, because some people can take advantage of your empathy and compassion. But when someone is genuinely going through some shit, it doesn't take a whole lot to be empathetic and compassionate to their situation, even if sometimes it's self-inflicted. And I say that because, you know, I would like to believe that, you know, we would want others to be compassionate and empathetic to what we have going on. Life isn't all about being hard and judgmental all the time. You know, sometimes we need to be sensitive to others and their hardships, because we could find ourselves in that same exact situation. So show a little compassion and empathy. But moving on, here's another thing. Another thing that I want to kind of leave you with, and I want to, you know, kind of, I want you to kind of remember, and that's to not forget to create, don't forget to create lasting, fun memories and moments. Because our lives can get so busy to a point to where it seems like all we do is work, work, work. And there's very little time for play. You know, the fun memories and moments are some of the things that others will have left of us when we're gone. Far too many of us spend so much time stressed out, not wanting to do anything. And then we wake up and it's like, damn, where did all that time go? And I think that's because we realize that we don't have a lot of fun memories and moments that we can look back on to bring us comfort. You know, it's something that I have to work on. And, you know, I recognize and understand where I get into these slumps where I'm not in a mood to, you know, go anywhere, or I'm not in a mood to just not do anything. And I'm starting to understand that it isn't just about me. You know, you see, when we're creating these moments, we have to step outside of ourselves and think about those that are around us and how creating these moments, you know, might affect them. You know, what we may think of as, you know, something being insignificant, it might mean the world to them. And to be honest with you, that's because you don't know how long they have. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like one of those things, like when you step outside of yourself and, you know, you think about those that are around you when you're trying to create these moments, you don't know when the next time it might be when you see them. You know what I'm saying? That could be the last time that you see that person. So again, make fun, make lasting memories, make fun, and just, I don't know, have fun, make those memories and moments. And you can have something to kind of look back on when others are not around us or others not with us anymore. And so finally, you know, I want to tell everybody to just take it easy, relax, and enjoy the moment. You know, things may not go the way we want them to go. We'll have ups and downs, and that's just a part of life and living, you know. Don't focus on the bad news, because there's plenty of bad news to go around. All you got to do is turn on your TV or look at your smartphone and see it. You know, you don't have to search that hard to find bad news. It's the good news that you have to go digging for and all that good stuff. But, you know, I just want us to kind of, you know, take our time with things, you know, and just, you know, let all the good things that you have going on in your lives just sink in. You know what I'm saying? And I think we don't look at that enough. We always want to focus on the bad. And we focus so much on the bad to a point where we find ourselves saying, I don't have this, I don't have that, I need this or I need that, or we're always complaining. But we never ask ourselves, what do we have right now at this present moment in time? See, it's so easy to get lost in our wants and needs that we're not even realizing that we sometimes can have what we want and need already. You know, I look at it as like, if you got some people around you that care about you, you got a roof over your head, you know what I'm saying, food on the table, you know, you should be good, you know. But like I said, just take it easy and enjoy the moment. But anyway, I didn't want to hold y'all up for too long. You know, I just wanted to kind of drop this episode and, get some things out of my head and off my chest. You know, this is like my therapy, I guess. And hopefully this helps out somebody. And, we just got to kind of work to make things better. And like I said, just realize that tomorrow ain't promised. We're not going to be here forever. That person that sleeping in your bed next to you, they're not going to be with you forever. You know what I'm saying? So, as always, take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Peace, y'all.